Ladies and gentlemen, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. Did you ever think that you would be talking about snow on the 19th of April?
Well, here, Pat, let me just bring something here to you that I researched yesterday. One of the great things about Facebook is they keep throwing things. Here's a memory from 2 years ago. Do you realize that 2 years ago, on yesterday's date, we had snow and we had about 3 or 4 inches on the ground? And then 2 years before that, you skip a year and go back another year, we had snow on April 18th, and there was about 6 inches on the ground. Do you realize that?
No.
Yeah, that's the truth.
So you see, my theory is right.
Yeah.
Change the first day of winter to April 21st.
Yeah.
The first day of spring to April 21st.
They showed videos of that on my timeline, and I said, "Gosh, that's amazing to look at." Like every other year. So now, folks, skip next year, and the next year after that, plan on skiing in April.
Yeah, really. I mean, the seasons start later and end later. There's no doubt about it.
It's amazing. And the extreme is the norm.
Yep. Well, we said that for a long, long time. Yeah. And the storm that's giving us this precipitation this morning is down around Virginia, moving out to the south of us. So mostly periods of rain. And again, if you have a little sleet or wet snow mixed in, it's just for this morning. By 9 or 10 o'clock, it's light rain, and we should climb to at least 50. Some showers tonight, and again, rain or snow showers, 35 to 40. For Friday, a chilly wind, variable clouds, there'll be some sun, couple of showers in the afternoon, not a big deal, low 50s. I think we'll have some sun and clouds for Saturday, mid-50s, Sunday, sunny, 60. Monday and Tuesday will be sunny in the 60s. There is a new storm hitting the West Coast, and as we pointed out earlier this week, it is going to take a far southern track for this time of the year. Not normal. It's going to go across the Gulf states. And then once it gets to the southeast coast, which will probably be sometime Tuesday, most of the modeling is telling us it's going to turn northeast up the coast. So either later Wednesday or first thing Thursday, that'll be the next chance of rain after this. So that gives us a long spell of dry weather. You rule out the shower or two tomorrow, you're looking at Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. 4 days at least, and maybe even part of Wednesday, without any precipitation at all.
All right. And that storm that's going to head up the coast, that'll be nothing but rain at that point.
That will be rain. Yeah, there's no chance of that being snow.
All right. Is it going to be a cold rain again?
It's not going to be a warm rain. You know, so we're looking at, we're looking at temperatures for the most part, like today in the 40s.
Jesus, I tell you.
Yeah, no, you can't break it. You cannot break it. I do not see a change in the pattern yet. Do not see it.
That's amazing.
Yep. I'll tell you what's even more amazing.
I'm listening.
I guess it's about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I saw a trailer on TV. I think I spoke to you about it. It was a movie called Finding Your Feet. Did I speak to you about it, Marshall?
No.
I saw this trailer and it just caught me. And I'm thinking to myself, boy, this would probably be the movie for us to do. Basically how you summarized it, she catches her husband cheating. She packs up. She goes to her sister's. Her sister is taking dance lessons and figures that this could be a new outlet for her and pulls her into it. And she meets somebody at the dance school. And so forth and so on. I'm thinking to myself, this could be a good movie. So yeah. I've been watching on the internet where this movie's playing, and it's only been playing in like 2 theaters in the city. And I'm thinking to myself, well, it's not a wide release. It's an English movie, so it's not a wide release, and that could be a problem. So I said, let me just try, this is yesterday, and see if it's playing around here. Lo and behold, it was.
Yeah.
And late yesterday afternoon, me and the director took ourselves to the movie theater. And we were the only two in the theater. Very plush. Electric remote recliners. You know, the whole bit. Surround sound. It was like a private screening. In any event, I have to tell you, the movie was phenomenal. I had that feeling it would be. It's a feel-good movie with a couple of very, very touching parts. There's no doubt about it. It definitely brings tears to your eyes, but a very good feel-good movie, definitely adaptable for us. So now, a couple of things to work out, but I'm almost positive that this is what we will try to do this summer.
And what's the name of it again?
Finding Your Feet.
Oh, that could be, hey, it could be the story of Marshall Miles, though, you know, the 2.5 years of surgery.
Yeah, when you get a chance, you can watch the trailer.
Finding Your Feet.
And I think you'll see just from the trailer, it is really a feel-good movie. I think they said that it's coming out on DVD during the middle part of June, which will be fine. That gives us plenty of time. But in the meantime, I could start thinking about what I need for this movie, because I do need a stage, and I do know a couple of teachers up there.
But this is a movie that's right up your alley. This is as they say, this is in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely is doable. And all of the characters in the movie, and I know you're going to have a chuckle out of this one, all of the characters in the movie are our age.
All right. Now, I want to get back to the movie theater.
Yeah.
Is this type of movie theater that you could have, like, lunch or dinner in and stuff like that?
You can't have lunch or dinner in it, but, I mean, you know, it has the places to hold your drinks and everything like that. I mean, it's just incredible. One button controls the back of your recliner. Another button controls the bring your feet up and your legs up. Just incredible. And you know them all, because it's the biggest mall in the Northeast. It's the Palisades Mall. And it's the AMC theaters at the Palisade Mall. And she said to me when we got there, she said, this movie is in our smallest theater. And she turns around the screen. She says, what seats would you like? And I looked at her. I said, what are available? She says, everyone. I said, well, give me the two middle ones. So she gave us the two middle ones. And we counted the seats. 20 seats in the movie theater.
Oh, there you go. So it's
20 recliner seats. Like I said, it was like a private screening. It was absolutely fabulous. I enjoyed it immensely. I wish I could end my day every day like that. With a movie like that, I felt so relaxed after that. And I said, wait till I tell Marshall about this. And it was a very, very pleasant experience. And what even makes it nicer is I wasn't on Long Island and I wasn't in New York City. And it took me 7 minutes to get to the Palisades Mall, and it took me 7 minutes to get home.
And what did you have to eat while you were at the movie theater?
Nothing.
Nothing? What did you have to drink?
Nothing.
What?
No. Nothing.
I cannot sit in a movie theater without having a popcorn and a soda.
Nothing. But I did see some coming attractions, and I saw a movie that I know you will not want to miss.
Which one?
Now, let me see if I could... A movie coming out this summer, Mr. Roberts.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to see that again.
No, not the one that you're thinking of.
Oh, it's not that one. What is it of?
It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Oh, it's about him.
About him.
I don't know if I'll go to that.
I looked at this as coming attractions, and my eyebrows were going up and up and up, and I'm saying to myself, okay, I don't know where this movie's going, but... I certainly wouldn't go see it.
There's no explosions. There's no excitement. What I see that? I don't want to see a movie about Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers and his neighborhood and all the good he did for children.
all I could think of about Mr. Rogers, do you remember when Eddie Murphy was on Saturday Night Live? He used to, he did a blackface.
Yes, yes.
It was funny.
It was hysterical. He was hysterical.
So yeah. If they had Eddie Murphy in it, then I'd
then go maybe you'd go see it.
I'd go see it.
Yeah. So that's coming in the summer for anybody out there who's interested. And that's it. So I'm sitting back watching the rainfall this morning and another gray cloudy day. What are you going to do?
Well, you just got to deal with it, I guess.
Yeah, and, that's and it, Marshall.
Guess what I have right here? What do you think this is?
I have no idea.
It says, "Hi, Marshall, here you go. Enjoy it." I got it right here. I dug it out. I went to watch it last night, and I couldn't find it. I was beside myself, Pat.
Where was it?
Beside myself. It was, and now that's why I brought it in with me. It was in the kitchen behind, I guess I was, when I went to watch it, and after I couldn't watch it, I fell asleep the other day. I think I brought it out with me to the living room, and somehow it wound up getting put behind the bread box. So I've got it right here in my grimy little hands. And later on this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen,
you're going to try to watch it on a rainy, rainy Thursday.
There you go.
Yep.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you hopefully on not a rainy, rainy Friday.
No, you won't. All right. Take care, Marshall.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pigetto in the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast.